Okay, we're up to one on Ham and Olive. The name Rabbi Chomakum Tamidi Chachamim from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that in every place Tamidi Chachamim don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that anybody who wants to can be a Talmud Chacham for this. The name is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sovrano Chashin Lihora, Rabban and Savi Chashin Lihora. Comes out from this that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not choshish, that it's going to look like you're a balgaiva if you don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av, and consider yourself a Talmud Chacham. And the Rabbanan hold that you can't do that. That it looks like gaiva if you do what Talmidei Chachamim do and you're not a Talmud Chacham. V'ha'ipcha shamin lo. We hear just the opposite. Tisnan chosen in mirza likros kriyash malayla harishon kore. A chosen is potter from reading kriyashma the first night that he's married, because he can't be mechaven. His mind is on the mitzvah that he's never fulfilled before, and more that he's could be did fulfill before. He's not he was married before, but his mind is on this mitzvah, and it prevents his kavana. So the Tanakama holds, Chachamim hold that if he wants to, he could read Krishna. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar Lo Kol Harot Shalik Lo Sashay Mikol Lo Lo Sashay Gaiva. Who do you think you are that you can have Kavona? Bizman Hazeh, no matter who the Halach is like, we'll see one second, it's Shaila, who what Rav Shimon Gamliel really said, but then who the Tanakam was, but Bizman Hazeh, the Halach is that Chosin does say Kriya Shema, because we're not Mechavan anyway. Right? It's not just then you're not Mechavan. So as much kavan as you can have other times, you can have then too. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita. So here you see that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one who holds that you can't do something that only special people do unless you're special. And the Tanakama holds, if you want to, you can do it. So Rabbi Yochanan says Mukhlefes Hashita. Change around the, what's it called, the Yomrin. And Pashtus, it's in Brachas that we change it around. That over there, the Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Chassan, if he wants to read, could read. And it was the Tanakama, the Chachamim, that said, Lo Kol Harotze. So that's what Reb Yochanan said. Reb Sheisha B'Rei Dravidi Amar Lo Sepuch. Reb Sheisha B'Rei Dravidi said, don't change them around. There's a way of understanding that over there, Reb Shimon Gamliel should hold that you are allowed to read. Not allowed to read, and here you are allowed not to do work. So the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, Lokasha, it's a mice, if you don't change it around, not only do you have a kasha, and Rav Shimon Gamliel sells for himself, the Rabbanan are also sells for themselves. Here they say that a person can make himself a Talmud Chacham, and there in Brachas they say that you could read if you want. Where it says, Hacha kivin dekuliyah ma'avdei malacha, the EU law of it, Mechzik Yehura. Our case, whether Rabbanan hold, that you can't make yourself a Talmud Chacham, because everybody's doing work, and you're not doing. So it looks like Gaiva. Abachosim, keeping the Kuli Alma Kori, the EU Nami Kori, the Mechzik Yehura. Over there, everybody's reading Kriya Shema. You're doing what everybody's doing. So therefore, it doesn't look like Gaiva, because not everybody's going to realize you're a Chosim. The Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Reb Shimon Gamliel Okasha, Chosim good to be in Kavana, Van and Sadi Lomotim Kavni Daite, Mechzik Yehura. Over there where you need Kavana, and we know that a Chosim can't have the Kavana, and you're making as if you do, that's a Gaiva. Avrahachalo Mechzik Yehura, Amre Melacha Higlesli. Right? Poke Chosim, come a Batloni, he can be Shuka. Over here, I'm not going to say he's a big Balgaiv, he's a Tamat Chacham. They're going to say he's not a Batla. He doesn't have anything to do, doesn't have any work. And they say, Bisman Hazeh, even if the halacha would be like the Chachamim, that Mukhlefes Hashita, that you're not allowed to be like a Talmud Chacham and not work, that's only Bismanayim where everybody worked. In a place where there were no aid to work, and everybody was working. So if you're not working, it looks like either. But today, who works anyway? So what's it called? Some people work, they don't work, they have coffee breaks, whatever, so the guys had a long coffee break. Rashi. Likolas Hashem, Keser Precious Viraschet. The take the name of the Talmud Chacham, what it was there, a Talmud Chacham, precious and Yereschein. She'enu yachol levakel himenu malchus shamayim afilo layla achas. That even one second, this person can't desist from the makabel o malchus shamayim saying kriyashma. Ki ahora, the mercy ki ahora, machinim biyode. It looks like Iva. And we, what's it called, prevent a person from doing things that look like Iva, because it influences other people, right? It's not the person's personal, private business. There's no such thing, in, basically, when it comes to Torah. Right? People's private business affect other people, too. And therefore, a chassan who says Kriyashma and looks like Iva affects other people. So we're machinen bay. We're moche. He shouldn't do it. He shouldn't say it. Mechlevis Hashita, Hatana Shesidran Tor Ba'achas Mehen V'Hichlev Shitaso. The Tana who reported it backwards. The Sefer Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the Chachamim and vice versa. And as a Shaila in the Rishonim, which one is backwards? Some say the one in Brachos was backwards, and that'll make ours okay. And some say ours is backwards, that'll make the one in Brachos okay. And then it comes out of Lachlokis, who the Halach is like. Either Rav Shimon Gamliel, or what's it called, or like the Chacham. And also, is it the Halacha like Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shesha? So that's what he said, no matter what, no matter who the Halacha is like, Bisman Hazeh, what's it called, you can, anybody can not do Malach on Tisha B'Av if he wants, and anybody can say Kriyashma the first night. The Chosin has to say Kriyashma. Okay. Let's go on. The Chachamim Omrim, so that is the first Mishnah. First Mishnah said, Mokum Shenagul Asos Malacha, Be'er of Pesach. They did, till Chatzos, at a place where they didn't have the minig, they didn't. For Chachamim Omrim, Be'yehuda Hayu Osim Malacha Barbe Pesachim at Chatzos, Uvegol Elo Hayu Asim Kalikar. The Chachamim hold no, that in Yehuda, they used to do Malacha, till Arbe Pesachim, till Chatzos, and the Galil, no, they didn't do at all, even before Chatzos. And Pashtus the Chachamim hold that's not totally in Minig. In Yehuda, they held Mina Iker Hadid that you are allowed to do Malacha till Chatzos. And the Galil, they held Mina Iker Hadid you're not allowed to do it till Chatzos. Nothing to do with Minig. Or the Chachamim are reporting, it's two different ways of learning here, or the Chachamim are reporting what the Minig was in these places. That's what Siddur Gemara is going to speak about. Okay. Rashi. Halayla. What about the night before? Beshamay Osrin. Beshamay said it's Osr. The night before. Beshil Matirin. Beshil say the night before is Mutter. Ad HaNeitzacham. Till Neitzacham is Mutter. Now, what Beshamay and Beshil are going on is also a shame. And they're going on Mokum Shenagu. Shalom Lassos Malacha. And Beshamay is telling you that the minig was to include the night too. And Bishul says, no, even a place that was knowing not to do malacha before Chatzos, the minig didn't include the night. That's not a minig. If somebody has a minig of the night, it's not a minig. Or others learn that Beshamay and Bishul are going back on the Chachamim, hold it's Osir. If it's Osir, then it's Osir the entire day, according to Beshamay. And according to Bishul, it's still only Osir during the day. What's the Svara? Beshamay holds, it's like any yomtiv. It's Asr the whole day, and the day starts from the night before. And Beshul says, no, it's like a tainus. A tainus starts in the morning, right? You have, and a korbanos start in the morning for the next day. So the Isra Malacha starts back in the morning, because it has to do with Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is like kapara, which is like a tainus, and it's also, the days of korbanos start in the daytime. Halayla or Larbasa, the night before the 14th. Mekara Tanim in Hagel, the Sof Tani Surah. Bechara, this Mishnah says it's Asr, right? And the first Mishnah said that it was what's called only a minig. Or Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, or Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Yehuda. Right? There's a machlokas of Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, whether Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos is only a minig, or it's Taka Asr, Meikra Adin. Horeb Meir, Horeb, Titania, Omra Behuda, Behuda, Hoyosim, Malacha, Barbe, Psach, and Chatzos, Uvigolil, and Osim Kolikr. אמר לו רב מאיר, מה ראי יהודה בגולה לכאן? למקום שנהגו לעשוס מלאכה עושים, מקום שנהגו שלא לעשוס אין עושים. מן הכומר רב מאיר מן הוגה, בכלל רב יהודה איסור הכומר. So comes out to Machlokas Rav Meir Rav Yehuda whether doing malacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos is an Isser or it's only a minik. And what nafka minik would be, could you be shoel on the minik? If it's only a minik, it's like a neder. So if the whole community made a Hatoras Nadorim, could be its mutter. But if it's Misan, they hold that it's Aser, Rav Chachomim Aser malacha before Chatzos. Or it's also because of the day you bring a korban, even though it's a time that you couldn't bring the korban, it's still also. Then there's no Hataras Nadarim that can help. Rashi mikara tani min haga tala b'minik. Although the self tani sura, the tani b'shamei osri, the mashma b'chol makom. Ma rai yehuda the gal nakan, af kol makom shenagu heter heter, nagu isr isr. Mechlad rabbi yehuda isura komar, de b'nei yehuda matirin, u b'nei goyul osri. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does not depend on minig. There are different places, but they held that in the places where they were matur, they held its mutter. And there was no minig otherwise. And the place where it was asr was not minig. They held it was asr to do malacha before Chatzos. The Imen Hagakomar might plug to the Rav Meir, or Rabbi Yehuda Nobi Hochi Hadiomer. The Gaul Ho you know Agim Bo Isser, Sheikh Miru Al Atzman, of Yehuda no Agim Bo Heter. The Choriz no Machlokis. Right, he's just reporting what the minig of Galil and Yehuda was. So they're saying the same thing. So what's the machlokas? Elamai, the machlokas is that Rav Meir in the first Mishnah said that it's totally a minig. In the second Mishnah he says, no, it's not totally a minig. The people who asr it nikra din. The sover of Yehuda are boss of mutter basiyas malacha. And does Rav Yehuda then hold that on our boss or its mutter comes out that Rabbi Yehuda has said in Yehuda, right, they were matter, right? Yehuda hayosin. And that's the ikar. The ikar was what they did in Yehuda. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that malacha and our boss was mutter. Not only what's called mutter completely. But Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, amenachish b'shloshasar, the nekro b'yado, shosla b'mokum atit, v'ein shosla b'mokum hagrid. Right, the halach is like this, Surashi. The sovereign of Yehuda muttered the comer b'nei Yehuda matirin. And that's where he was, in Yehuda. And he holds that in Yehuda, which wasn't only totally in Minig, it's mutter legamri. So it's mutter legamri to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Amenachish me bain tvua shagar. B'shloshosar b'nisan, meforish v'azo shloshosar ameinokat. I'm going to explain why Dafka the 13th. The necrobiado, Hashibolus Atzma necrobiado, Shorsham in Horus, Ubal Lazar and Shosla. He was reading on the 13th day of Nisan. This has to do with Chadash. Anything that took root before the Korban HaOmer is going to be mutter for that year. Anything that took root after the Korban HaOmer is not going to be mutter till the next year's Omer. So now you were weeding in your garden and you uprooted one of the shtilim. You want to replant it, that will take root again before the Omer. So you should plant it in a muddy place because it will take root quicker than if you plant it in a dry place. It won't take root before the Omer. Shoslo b'makom atit shetumayir liquid called him Omer in order that it should take root before the Omer shehaomer maturis hanishroshim. The Omer is matter anything that took root before the Omer was brought. But anything that didn't take root till after the Omer, so that next Omer is matter that, next year. Don't plant it in a dry place because it takes longer to take root. Menachish bar boss or low tani, as Rashi says, Bishloshosar in bar boss or low, Gemara. Dafka, if this happened on the 13th of Nisan, is it going to be able to take root? Well, that's only if you're talking where you're weeding on the 13th. Why not say if you're weeding on the 14th? Michti, שמין לרב יהודה, דאמר כל הרכב שאין הקולטס לשלושה ימים, שוב אין הקולטס. רב יהודה holds that rooting takes place within the first 3 days. And if it doesn't take place within the first 3 days, it won't take place. So, within the first 3 days, it's going to take root, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for sure. Okay? And if it doesn't, it's no problem, Tosus points out. If it doesn't take root at all, so then what's it called? You can eat it because it wasn't growing. Right? You don't need the omer to be matter things that were totally separated from the ground. It's only if it was in the ground and not take root, then the omer's not mattering. But if it was out of the ground, then the omer is mattering. If it was in the ground and took root, the omer's mattering. Only something in the ground that didn't take root, right, but it's in the process of taking root, the omer's not mattering. So manifshach, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it didn't take root within 3 days, it's not going to take root at all. So it's like stamps sitting in the ground. So the omer's mattering. If it did take root within 3 days, so then the omer is matter too. So what's the problem? If the reason that it said the 13th can't be because if on the 14th it wouldn't take root. The 14th it still would take root before the omer. We'll see in 1 second how. Lama lishlosha asar v'ikar beisar v'chameisar mixas shisar. L'chara you have 3 days mixas hayom tikula. If you're weeding on the 14th and you uproot the thing, so you have the rest of the 14th as 1 day. You have the whole 15th and you have part of the 16th till they breathe the omer. So you have 3 days. So what's the problem? So Elamai, so why did it say the 13th? It can't be the 13th because you need it for rooting. The 14th would also be enough. Must be that you're not allowed to malach on the 14th, so it can't be talking where you're weeding on the 14th. Amarava begalul shaninu. No, erachinami. This brisa was said concerning Galil, that in the Galil it's aser, and therefore you can't be weeding on the 14th, so transcend the 13th. What it says vaikol leilya. Right, L'chara, what's it called? You could do it the night of the 14th. Everybody holds that the night of the 14th is mutter. It's only from the daytime that's also according to Beis Hillel. Rav Sheish, it's Beis Shammai. No, this brisa goes like a Beis Shammai. That even the night is also. That's why he had to say the 13th. But in Achinami, Rav Yehuda himself, in Yehuda, held that it's mutter. Rav Ashi, Omer, Lolom, K'Beis Hillel. Really, it goes like Beis Hillel. Right, so it's not unusual that Bryce is setting off at Beishamay. It's really Beishil. But if she ain't dark and so many other lanachish malayla, but it's talking in the Galil, but not according to Beishamay, only according to Beishil. Why can't you then talk about the 14th at night? Because people don't usually weed their gardens at night. Ravino Amar Lola Biyehuda. Ravina said, no, it's talking in Yehuda. Whereas Malacha Erev Pesach would be mutter to do. So why did it say the 13th, not the 14th? U'mahashrosh achad mitzvah sayom kekulo amrinon, trey mitzvah sayom kekulo lo amrinon. But you don't say two mitzvah sayom kekulo. Right? Mitzvah sayom kekulo you say once. So if you're weeding on the 13th, so portion of the 13th is considered 1 day. The whole 14th is 2 days, and the whole 15th is 3 days, and the mainly you don't need mitzvah kikulo. On the 16th, you have 3 full days with 1 mitzvah kikulo. But if you do it on the 14th, then you have a mitzvah kikulo on the 14th, a full day on the 15th, and a mitzvah kikulo on the 16th that you don't say. Rashi, Menachish b'shloshah sartani, Menachish bar basar loktani. My time anoket shloshasar v'loktani arbasar imishum glom miklito lefnei haomer hakari b'shishasar nichti shamir ner bihuda v'perukam ed rosh shana di arbasar mutter v'malacha min kot arbeisar nami. They could have said you were weeding on the 14th because there'll still be 3 days before the omer. Do I ikam mitzvah arbeisar v'chameisar kulei u'mitzvah shitzar ad shasak rabasar. So you have 3 days, mitzvah sayom, on the 14th, Nitzus Hayom on the 16th, and the full day on the 15th. Begol Shani Shalom Hayu Osim Malacha Kol Yikr. Melele Arbosa. What is it, the night of the 14th? Because everybody holds, except for Beishamai, that it's mutter to do Malach at night. Beishamai, to Masnisa, to Tanan Halayla Beishamai Osim. Ravina Omer Lolam Biyahuda. With the Kasha Lach Nisnei Barbosa, with the Hashra Shachad Mitzus Amrina, Trey Mitzus Lamina. The Gemara says, no, I couldn't say the 14th. There wouldn't be enough days to take root. Lein Hashra Shachad Mitzus Hayom Kikulu Amrina, So Shaila is, what's it called, like this. Today, the Omer is not Matar. You need the whole day of the 16th to be Matar. Right? There's Machlokas, whether Hey or Mizrach is Matar, when it gets light on the 16th, or what's it called, you need the whole day. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he made a takana, the Moriz Mashma in the end, that it was Darais. He held that you need the whole day of the 16th to be Matar. So until night, it's not Matar. So now, if you replant something on the 14th, so you have Nitzus Hayom on the 14th, the whole 15th, and you have the whole 16th. So some hold that Bisman Hazeh, if you plant something on the 14th, it'll be okay. Because the Omer's not Matar, which is Mitzvah Hayom, the day is Matar. And the Noda Yehuda holds no. The day is Matar means that the first second of the new day at night is the Heter. That means that it had to take Hashrasha a second before that. Then you don't have a full day anymore. You only have a Mitzvah Hayom. Or no, Shad is, you have the whole day, and after that day is over, that's what it's Matar. How do you look at the Heter? The Heter is the first second. So it had to be Nishrash a second before, so it's not the whole day anymore. It's 1 second less than a full day. So it's not considered Hashrasha. Or no, the Omer is Matar the second after the day is finished. Just like the Karban Omer is Matar, whatever was Nishrash before the Karban Omer will turn out to. That's a Machlokas HaKrom. What? So they have all the Divrei Chachamim. That's what they threw them. What's it called? Rabirami out of the base medrash for Kasha like that. That's all Midos Chachamim are like that. Right? When Mikvah is 40 Son, one little bit less is not. Here, 3 days exactly is Hashrasha, and less than that, the Chachamim gave it a shear. And less, that's 1 second less is not. Right. In other words, what Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Mitzias is that in less than 3 full days, not going to have Hashrasha. From 3 days on, it could be Hashrasha. The Rabbanan argue, and they say it takes 2 weeks. Right, I mean, so. So that Mixus Hayom is part of the Shia. One Mixus Hayom is part of the Shia. It doesn't take 3 24-hour periods. It takes 2 full days plus a Mixus of the day. That's it. By an Elon, so there's what's called the Rabbanan hold, you need 2 weeks for a tree to take root. And there Rabbi Huda holds also 3 days. So now by Zriya, there's a Shaila, what did the Rabbanan hold by Zriya? You only know Rabbi Yehuda holds 3 days by everything. How about the Chachamim? Do they hold 2 weeks by trees? Dafka? But they agree to Rabbi Yehuda that 3 days by plants? Or no? The Machlokas is across the board. So that's also Machlokas Achronim. What the Chachamim hold, Megabe, what's it called? Megabe Zriya. The mail of this Gemara can be completely irrelevant. If you hold that you need 2 weeks anyway, so this halacha is irrelevant. Chazoni says an interesting thing. He says like this, everybody holds, says machlokas, whether the Chachamim argue by Shtilim, only by trees, they argue. Did they argue also by Zri or not? The Chazon Ish holds that everybody holds that with what you call, it's possible to have klita within 3 days. The machlokas is it shayach beyond 3 days? Rabbi Yehuda holds if it didn't take root by 3 days, it won't take root after that. The Chacham holds it could take root up to 2 weeks. So you go to Chumrah, did it take root or not? Right? If the Chumrah is that it took root within 3 days, you can't say it took root. Maybe you could take it up to 2 weeks. If the Chumrah is that it did take root within 3 days, then you once again consider it did take root within 3 days. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, after 3 days, if it didn't take root, it's not taking root. So one of Shachat's okay over here. If it took root before three days. If it didn't take root, it's not going to take root. And therefore, it's like it's in the ground. And it's not planted. Just stam, you bury it in the ground. And then the Omer is matured. Okay, let's go on. Rameir Omer, kol malacha shehiska b'kodem arbasar, gomer barbasar. Any malacha that you started before the 14th, you're allowed to finish on the 14th. But you can't start a malacha on the 14th, even if you can finish it on the 14th. You can only finish malachas, you can't start them. The Chachamim hold, Gimel Umani Yososim Malacha Marli Pesachim Archatzos. The Chachamim hold that there are three kinds of professions that are allowed to do malacha Erev Pesach Archatzos. The Eluhei, Achayotim, tailors, because people need clothes for Yontek, v'hasaporim, and barbers, v'hakofsim, and cleaners. Rabbi Yossi, v'yehudo meraferat sonim. Rabbi Yossi says, even the leather makers. Rashi, we'll see 1 second what this Mishnah is talking about. Shosh, umdiyas osim malacha b'chol makom, everywhere. Even in a place. So Rashi is mashma like the Ravid. The Ravid says that this is talking the makom Shenagu Shalolasos Malacha. Still, right, even so, even in a place that Shalolasos Malacha, these three people are allowed to do Malacha. Because people need them for Yomtah. The time of first Gemara, Ratzonim Ushkithi, is leather workers. There's a machlokas over here, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds, yeah. The Rif and the Rambam, Right. The Rambam holds that this is talking Mamakam Shanoagu, Lasos Malach. Still, Rav Meir comes along and qualifies that. Even in the place where they were knowing to do Malach, it was only to finish Malachas that were started before our boss, but not to start a new Malach. And the Chachamim hold that even the place where they were matur to do Malach, it was only these three umdis, these three professions. Nobody else. That's the Rambam. And the Ravid and the Rosh say not like that. They say this is talking Mokum Shanoagu Shalolasos Malacha. In a place where they were knowing to do Malacha, they did all Malachas. In a place where they were knowing not to do Malacha, then Rameyer said, still, if you've started it before Abbasar, you're allowed to finish. And the Chachamim hold these three professions were excluded. So it's big machlokas. Right. Is this a heter, the Mokum Shenagu Shalol Lassos, or it's an Isser, the Mokum Shenagu Lassos? Yiboilu, Letzorech Hamoitznan, Abo Shalol Letzorech Hamoitznan, Afilu Nidmer Nomilo, Al Dilma Shalol Letzorech Hamoitznan, Abo Letzorech Aschulim Aschilim. Right? Al Dilma Bein Letzorech Hamoitznan, Bein Shalol Letzorech, Nidmer In Aschulilo. What's this Mishnah talking about? Yeah, we just said Shiloh, whether it's Makom Shenagu or Makom Shalolah. But it's another Shiloh over here. Whatever it's talking about, Makom Shenagu, Makom Shalolah, according to the Rishonim, what's it talking about? Is it talking about where you need this Malacha Letzorech HaMoed, and still, you can only do it if you start it? Right? Whatever it's talking about, Makom Shenagu, Makom Shalolah, is it talking about a Malacha that you need for Yantif, still, whenever, wherever it's Asr, if you didn't start. And surely, if you don't need it for Yantif, it's Asr, right? And there it's Asr, even if you did start. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that the Mishnah is talking Dafka Malacha, that you don't need Letzorech Yantif. there if you didn't start it. You can't start, but if you started, even if it's not Lutzorach Yontif, it's okay. And Lutzorach Yontif, even if you didn't start it, it's okay. Or no. They're the same. No difference. Both Lutzorach Yontif and Shelo Lutzorach Yontif, if you started it, it's mutter. And if you didn't start it, it's also. Those are three possibilities of what the Mishnah is talking about. Tashma. Avalo Yashu Betchila Bar Basar Afilu Tzilzul Kot Afilu Sibcha Ketana. If you didn't, what's it called, start the Malacha before the 14th, then even a little bendel, a little belt, which you could finish easily that same day, you can't start and finish. Where it says, my Afilu Lava filo honey to the tzorach moed nigber in a shilo mashma, that you're making a belt because you need it for yomtov, and still you're not allowed to do it unless you started before the 14th. Michlau the shilo the tzorach nigber no milo gamrin mashma tafka, these things if you started is mutter, if you didn't start is aser, but if it's not the tzorach moed, even if you started is aser. Where it says lo olam the shilo the tzorach. If it's not the Tzorach HaMoed, if you started, it's also mutter. Umay afilu, afilu honey nami, the zutrin in who, these are small little things. The Sokadai Techamina has chalos and zui gmar melachton. Starting and finishing is the same on these things. Naschabu, we can even start, nami lechatfila kamashmala. So the afilu is not even these things that are Tzorach Yantif, are only mutter if you started. Mashma, other things that are not the Tzorach Yontif are also even if you started. No, the Afilu is, even these small things, where starting and finishing is basically the same thing, still, if it's Bein Tzorach Yontif, Bein Shelo Tzorach Yontif, it had to be that you started not, and not, you had started before, and not that you started on Abbasa. Lutzorach HaMoed Tzan, Hadar of Meir. Al Tilma Shelo Lutzorach HaMoed Tzan. Mishim Hachi Ein Maschilet. Aber Tzorach HaMoed, Afilu HaSchuli No Mishori. Tzorku Ben Dulachkor. Sivcha, I don't know, Sivcha is like a netting on the, over here.